You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is "The Script Has Been Flipped" by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
But the biggest flip the script occurred on Sunday morning. Matthew 27 says that the flip scripting had already begun. They said, "This ain't going good. Let's see if we can stop them from flipping the script any further." The veil in the temple was rent, which meant everybody had access to God now. That wasn't in the script. Jesus died before they actually killed him. He gave up the ghost. Because he said, "No man takes my life, I lay it down." That wasn't in the script. When he dies, as he died on the cross, in the middle of the day, it becomes dark. Thunder starts happening. And even the guards who made fun of him, who were gambling over his seamless designer garment coat. Seamless, that means it didn't come off the rack. Somebody made it for him. Custom clothing. They're gambling for it. And all this stuff starts happening. That wasn't in the script. So Matthew 27, 62 picks up and says, the next day after the crucifixion, that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they came unto Pilate and they said, "Listen, sir, now we remember that deceiver," talking about Jesus, "that deceiver said when he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I'll rise again.'" Said, "So command therefore that the sepulchre or the tomb be made sure or secured until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He's risen from the dead.' So that the last error shall be worse than the first." You don't even say it. He said, "The first error is we kill this man. And this ain't working out right. All this stuff happened that we did not anticipate. This is not how the script was written. So let's keep him from turning the script any further." They said, "Try to secure it, lest the last error be worse than the first." Verse 65, Pilate said to them, "Well, you have a watch. You got security detail. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. Secure it as much as you can. Guard it." Verse 66, so they went and they made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. But that still didn't work. Pick up here in Matthew 28, starting verse 20 or verse 1. It says, "At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn," so this is Sunday morning. And for all of those who want to debate about we're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath, that's why we started worshiping on Sundays, because it's the day that Jesus rose. Amen. And the truth of the matter is, can I tell you something? Don't get into petty arguments with people. At the end of the day, it don't matter what day you worship, as long as you worship. And it don't matter how you worship, as long as you worship. Don't let people draw you into majoring in minors and minoring in majors. But it was the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, which is for us a Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. That's not in the script. "For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door." While the guards were there, y'all. Can I tell you, I don't care how much Satan tries to hold your stuff, how much he tries to lock things up, if God decides to send an angel to release all your stuff, the devil can't do anything to hold it, to block it, to stop it. God will flip the script despite everything the devil tries to do to stop it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven, rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. Now he bold, just sitting there. Angel rolling, just sitting there. "What you got to say? Want to do something?" "Yeah, I rolled the stone away. Do something. Look at this. And the fear of him. At the fear of him. Back up. Verse 3. His countenance was like lightning. His raiment, clothing was white as snow. Verse 4. And the fear of him, for fear of him, the keepers did shake. This ain't shaking in the Holy Ghost. This ain't a worship. No, this is. They out. Okay. My daughter, who's here now, you know, she's in the mid-20s, but she used to tell people when we first started the ministry, she used to pray for people, you know, sometimes praying people fall out under the power of God. And they asked her something about what her father do for a living or something in school. And she said, he prayed for people and didn't kill them. Almost sent me to jail before I got the ministry started. Pray for people and didn't kill them. Called slain in the spirit. Slain in the spirit. I didn't do it, the Holy Ghost do it. Oh, and every now and then some people give you CDs. That's just a complimentary drop. Just so they can help the ministry and help the preacher to feel powerful. Sometimes you're just holding up the service. Anyway, come on, come on, come on, y'all. Get back here. They began to shake and became as dead men. Verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified, but the script has been flipped. He is not here. He is risen, as he said, come and see the place where he used to lay. That's the unique thing about our Savior. Every other major religious figure of history, if you go to Muhammad's grave, you'll still find Muhammad was here to live from this time to this time, and these are where his remains are, allegedly are. Buddha, from this time to this time, this is the place of his tomb. But if you go back to Jesus' tomb, it lets you know he's not here. He's risen. God flipped the script. Glory to God. In the text, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have crucified Jesus because God flipped the script. In other words, what happened as a result of crucifying of Jesus, they never expected. They never saw it happening. It wasn't supposed to go like this. This wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be a W for Satan and an L for God. But God flipped the script. And he made a W for God and an L for the devil. A big everlasting L. Somebody say, loser. Loser. Come on, put the L up. Say, loser, devil. Loser. God was known. Let me bring all this together. God was known throughout the history of mankind to be a script flipper. Joseph, the patriarch of the children of Israel, was disliked by his brothers. Must have been fine like me, and they couldn't handle it. He was disliked by his brothers because his brother's father favored him and gave him a coat of many colors. He was disliked because of the favor. Oh, here we go. He was disliked because the father's favor was on him. I never saw it that way before. Come on now. How many of folks will hate on you if you walk in God's favor? Just because the Father favors you, don't get mad. I don't even know why he favors me myself. I didn't deserve this. It's nothing but his goodness. It's nothing but his grace. I didn't cross all the T's and dot all the I's. I didn't do everything right. I'm not sinless. I didn't ever not make a mistake. It's just God's favor. And I can't explain why he blessed me like this. And I can't explain why he helped me like this. Now I can't stand why he promoted me like this. I never saw it coming myself. I know I didn't deserve it, but God flipped the script. Took Joseph, threw him into a pit, took his coat, put blood on it, went back and told his father that a ravenous animal came and killed their brother. Father's devastated. Then they sold him into Egypt. And then he goes to Egypt, but he walks in favor, and the devil's still mad. Because he walks in favor. He walks in favor, ends up being a slave in the general Potiphar's house. And he's Potiphar's chief butler. He's over everything in this house. And then Mrs. Potiphar, that hussy heifer. I said what I said and I meant what I said. Hussy heifer. That's all I can say in the pulpit. Somebody said, that's good. Please don't go no further, Pastor. That heifer, harlot, she comes to Joseph and says, lie with me. Joseph coming in just trying to fix the food. She said, but lie with me. And so he avoided her. And watch it. And because he wouldn't lie with her, she lied on him. Brothers, you got to be careful. Sometimes you don't lie with her, she'll lie on you. And she lied on him. And as a result of that, now he ends up in prison. Potiphar think he's done. Mrs. Potiphar think he's done. If his brothers heard the word, they would be happy. But then one day, he sent for. And in one day, he sent for. He goes to sleep one night in the prison. The next day, he's living in the palace. What happened? God flipped the script. And the devil thought he had him right where he wanted him. And he thought he would be depressed and thought he'd never rise again. And thought all those prophetic words that he dreamed and spoke over his life would never happen. But I'm here to tell somebody today, what God promised you is not too late. He can still flip the script. Glory to God. So he ends up being prime minister over Egypt. Later on, when his descendants multiplied in Egypt, they become slaves. After 430 years, God raises up a deliverer by the name of Moses. After they put the blood of the doorpost, the Passover lamb, over the doorpost, God killed all the firstborn of Egypt, and it made Pharaoh so mad. He said, all of y'all get the heaven out of Egypt. Look at your neighbor and say, he said heaven. Come on, y'all. I'm a preacher. All of y'all get to heaven out of Egypt. Take all your stuff. All of y'all get up out of here. And as they're leaving, they come to a Red Sea. They don't know where to go and what to do. And God tells Moses, take your staff. Take the rod. Put it over the Red Sea. And the Red Sea, it congeals and like a scroll on both sides. And the children of Israel go across on dry land. And Pharaoh is pursuing them. And because he's pursuing them, he says, oh, they think they're getting away from me. But if you can go through the Red Sea, I can go through the Red Sea too. But when they started going through the Red Sea, then God allowed the waters to come back and it drowned Pharaoh and all his army, watch this, whom they had borrowed everything from. So in one moment, by God, a strike of God's hand, all their enemies are gone, all their oppressors are gone, and they become 100% debt free. God flipped the script. I know you're in debt today, but God can flip the script and have you out of debt tomorrow. All he needs is somebody to believe him and say, Lord, flip my script, flip my script. Matthew 5 talks about a young girl who's on a critical list. They send for Jesus. By the time Jesus get there, all the mourners are there. They're yelling and wailing and screaming. And back in that day, they would hire professional mourners. In case family members didn't mourn good enough, they would pay folks, you just come and cry. Because he worth a good cry. So you got people in there, ah, oh, no, people do, take me. I've often said that. I did a burial one time, a commitment, and somebody was holding the woman. She said, let me, I want to go in there too. I said, let her go, let her go, let her go, see what she do. Let it go. These people were crying and wailing. And then Jesus comes, Matthew, Mark 5 and verse 39, said when he was coming, he said, why make you this do much ado about nothing? What's all this weeping and crying and hollering about? He said, the girl ain't dead, she's sleeping. These people who were crying, look at what happened in verse 40. And they laughed him to scorn. So either they was faking or they bipolar. One verse they laughing. One verse they crying and wailing. The next minute they laugh at him to scorn. And so then he cast them out. Know why he cast them out? Because he getting ready to flip the script. Here's the word of the Lord to somebody. Before God can flip your script, there's some people you're going to have to cast out the room. There's some people you may have to get out of your life in order before God flip this script. God said, because when I flip the script, I'm flipping it for you, not for them. Oh, y'all aren't here. I don't know who that's for. That's for somebody in the room. It says, so then Jesus, he put everybody out except the father and the mother of the girl. And they, in other words, God needs somebody in the room who believes this script can still be flipped. Are there any folks here still believe God can still flip your script? God can turn that thing around. God can reverse what the devil has set up. God can change what the devil thought was going to be permanent. God can still flip a script, but he needs some believers in the room. Any believers in the room this morning? Hallelujah. He takes the girl by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is by interpreted, damsel or girl, I say to you, arise. And the girl got up because Jesus flipped the script. Then another time, there's a funeral procession. That's in Luke, the 7th chapter. In the funeral procession, and Jesus says he wasn't going to the funeral. He wasn't late for the funeral. He wasn't early for the funeral. He had nothing to do with the funeral. But while he's going through, he sees a funeral procession by the gate of the city. And there's a dead man they're carrying out. And I'm sure they're going through their ritual and crying and mourning and all that, even with the professional mourners. And Jesus hears the story that this is a widow's son. A widow's son. Her only son. And the way it was in the scriptures is that if a woman didn't have a husband, the son would step up to take care of his mama. Can I help y'all understand? You need to be raising your children to know that when I get older, you should be able to take care of me. Well, that's the truth. But see, if you baby them all their life and you take care of them all their life, they'll never be able to take care of you. Oh, let me keep on moving before my kids get mad at me. Glory to God. But watch this. So the widow woman, Jesus, they're having a funeral procession. And when Jesus saw, he had compassion on her. Jesus knows your situation. He told the woman, weep not. And he touched the casket that bare them. And everybody stood still. And the young man got up and arose and sat up and began to speak. And Jesus said, go and take care of your mama. Jesus flipped the script. Just as God flipped the script for Joseph, for the children of Israel, for the Hebrew boys, I forgot to mention them. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, but instead the people who threw them in the furnace, instead of the furnace burning the three Hebrew boys, it burned other people trying to put them in there. Because what you try to do to me is already done to you. Just like Jesus flipped the script for the funeral processional, God wants to flip scripts in your life. Whether that's a death sentence because of a bad medical report, whether it's because of the family that you were born in, that nobody's ever done anything, nobody's ever been able to break out, everyone has always been in debt, no one has ever owned anything, everybody's always been poor. I'm telling you, that was my family's background, but I'm telling you, God flipped the script in my life. And I'm here as a living testimony that God is a flip-scripting God. Would you look at your neighbor and say, God is a script-flipping God. Come on, you got to get your faith up. You got to, I don't know what the devil has written about your life, what the doctors have said about your life, what people who don't believe in you have said about your life. They have spoken a script with their mouth. They have tried to curse you with their mouth, but God is a script flipping God. And when the devil says no, God can say yes. And when the devil says yes, God can say no. And when the devil thinks this thing has been sealed and ready to walk away, God can still cause a rumbling and let the devil know you're not running anything up in here, because I am God, and above me and like me there is no other. Somebody shout hallelujah. On this resurrection day, as I close, I want you to know that Satan thinks that he has you right where he wants you. But there are so many people in this room who can testify that God is a script flipping God. I got deacons that if folks know about their life before, could never believe that that's a deacon now. There's elders in here. If people knew about their life before, God, you would never think that they should be an elder. Come on. There's singers who's singing and the God is anointing them to usher his presence in his house. And if people knew about their background, they would think they're not qualified to usher in the presence of God. There's ushers and there's parking attendants, glory to God. And there's all kind of people here who've done things that we ain't going to tell you nothing about. All we will tell you is that the blood still works. Hallelujah. I wasn't worthy, but it made me worthy. I wasn't anointed, but he anointed me. I wasn't qualified, but he qualified me. Because God is a script flipping God. Come on, you ought to give God a script praise. My script has been flipped and I got to give God glory. Paul reminds the people in 1 Corinthians. He said, listen, don't forget where you came from. New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? He said, but don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sin, worship idols, commit adultery, male prostitutes, who practice homosexuality, people who are thieves and greedy people and drunkards and abusive people, people cheat people. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. But then he says, and such were some of you. He said, before you point your finger at anybody, don't you forget that God flipped your script. And if he flipped your script, he can flip their script too. You may not have done that, but you did this. You may not did this, but you did that. You may not have done that, but you did something. But thank God for the blood of Jesus that causes the flip, that caused the script to be changed. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard, I think I'm going to preach on Easter, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me. God flipped the script. Love lifted me. With nothing else, money wouldn't work. Nice people wouldn't work. A good job didn't work. The 12 steps didn't work. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. Lifted me. Lifted me. Lifted me. Lifted me. He brought me out the miry clay, set my feet on a rock to stay. He put dancing in my feet. He put clapping in my hand because he flipped the script. God wants to flip somebody's script in here. The devil is a liar. You are not what they said about you. God wants to flip your script. You are not headed where they said you're headed. God gonna flip your script. You will not die. You will live. You will not stay bound. You will not stay depressed. God wants to flip your script today. Somebody say, flip it, Jesus. Flip it, Jesus. Flip it, Jesus. I don't know what needs to be flipped in your life.
To flip the script on someone is to do the unexpected or the unanticipated, which would potentially catch someone off guard. The devil thought he had Jesus on the cross, but God flipped the script through his son's crucifixion. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you that God can flip the script in your life. Order this CD-DVD combination today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, The Script Has Been Flipped. you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.